My name is Erin Judgetts, curator and head of adult programs at the Kemper Museum of Contemporary Art. I'm speaking with Wisconsin-based multimedia artist Beth Littman on the occasion of the installation of two works in the museum's atrium. Pocket Watch Book Skull and Candles from 2011 is a large-scale still-life photograph of pristine glass objects set against a saturated black background. And Beth is here at the Kemper for a couple of days to install Still Life with Kudzu from 2010, a sculptural installation of glass vessels and objects arranged on a table and placed in front of a white surface wallpapered with hundreds of glass pieces shaped like kudzu leaves. So first I'd like to ask you what your inspiration is for working with the still life genre. I noticed that there's a lot of poignant correlations to the Renaissance, Baroque, and early American still life traditions, as well as maybe some modern design elements in there as well.
Initially, it was really quite provocative for me to look at the still lives and think about the parallels between the Dutch Golden Era and the era that we're living in today. But I've been working in it now for over a decade, and my interests have changed over time. So right now, I'm much more invested in understanding material culture through still life and thinking about these objects as surrogates for ourselves or the idea of a person or the idea of a community. So it's heavily invested in this sense of identity.
And do you think glass as this material that you're using, does it have a special meaning in terms of how the works are represented in a larger theme?
I'm a very process-based artist, and the process of working with the material really parallels life cycle in some ways. Like there's a beginning, there's an ending, things can break, things can change, the fragility of the material, the preciousness of the material, the expressiveness of the material that you can achieve when you're working, or the humiliation of working with the material. So the material continues to regenerate interest in relation to this particular way of working for me, and it's also firmly rooted in the deck arts, which also, you know, still life is like, or was, bottom of the rung of the hierarchy of fine arts. So I think there's some parallels there that are really interesting that compel me to keep working in the material, and I think in the material as well. But the elusivity of the material, the way that that glass kind of frustrates your eye, your seeing reflections, you're seeing through the work, you're never able to visually own the work, is really important when it comes to this idea of desiring objects, acquiring objects, this religion of consumerism. And I'm not saying that really in a disdainful way. Like, I really desire things as well, you know, myself. So it's like trying to explore those ideas with a material that's both permanent and intangible at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And very breakable and also kind of lustrous and amazing. And
yeah, like when things break, that's an opportunity for me to understand, what do I do at this point? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it's the end of that piece. I throw it away and I make a new one. What it means is, do I heal this piece? Is this piece healed and still has a scar of being cracked and broken? Or is it something that remains broken? The material affords me this opportunity to really explore life process through
exactly and through, like, the material. What's the life beyond this object once its preciousness has been compromised in terms of breakage,
or is it more precious?
Exactly.
You know. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
This work in particular that you've installed at the museum, Still Life with Kudzu, I wanted to know if what your relationship in this piece to the kudzu leaf means.
Sure. Kudzu is fascinating because it's completely excessive. It's completely imbalanced in the way that it's living in the United States. It's also been imported from another place. Mm-hmm. And in Japan, it's actually used to treat excess medicinally for over-consuming, which is really fascinating, I think, as well. So I think if you think of the still life as scenes depicting, you know, a fantastical abundance of objects, you know, then you have this natural element that's kind of overflowing and consuming those objects, kind of poses some interesting questions for me.
It's kind of interesting that you're turning, like, this sort of invasive species of plant also into a patterned wallpaper where it actually has repeated motifs in it and things too. It becomes really like a more controlled aspect of an uncontrollable natural species.
Right. Well, and this understanding of interiority where you're able to control in this like farce, like it's a farce that you can control this thing that is really uncontrollable. So it is. I think it's quite humorous that, oh, it's like this pretty leaf. And it is really gorgeous when you see it out in nature, the forms that it creates when it invades and kills everything that it grows over. It's like sculpturally really interesting. At the same time, it's destroying the landscape and the environment. So a good combination of beauty and destruction.